Welcome to that most random of Christmas trivia games. Back in 1988, a small company out of Illinois created a game along the lines of Trivial Pursuit. Instead of torturing Erica by sending it over to her, I've taken over a game show game instead. Just like Random Pursuit, we are not using a board, which is good because there is no board with this game. Instead, each player has their own individual six-sided die. They will use that to determine which question on the card they will answer, going from 1 to 6 from the top of the card. In order, the categories are history, facts, and figures, traditions around the world, cartoons, animation, made-for-television movies and specials, carols and songs, movies on the silver screen, and literature and the performing arts. And now that I have completely tortured everyone with the rules of the game, I would like to torture my players by introducing them in order of play as determined by random.org. Deck the halls with boughs of holly go darkly. It's Erica Ensign.
I am wearing a Santa hat right now, but I am not turning on my camera so you can see it.
That's fine. We'll save that for the bonus episode. Next up, all I want for Christmas is my two front Lex. It's Lex Friedman.
I'm going to do very, very poorly today.
Wait, excellent. Why? We love that optimism.
No reason. No reason at all.
It's the most Weirstra time of the year. It's Annette Weirstra. Hello.
Hello. I think this is going to be my game. I can feel it. I'm so optimistic.
I feel it in my fingers. I feel it in my toes. We're here.
That's a good one.
God rest you, Mary Hamilton. It's Brian Hamilton. Hello.
Hello. What about the history of animated movies on the silver screen? Is there a category for that?
Well, it might be if you consider an animated movie that was on the silver screen, because if you notice, the two categories are separated by where the viewing happens. So it could be in either 3 or 5, depending on what the Debco company decided to determine the.
I'll wait for the merge midway through the game.
Yes, perfect. All right, and last but not least, do you want to build a Brisbane? It's Shelley Brisbane. Hello.
That's great.
Sorry, I'll be fine. It's appropriate that I'm playing last because my Santa hat is still in the attic. Do not judge me.
I will not judge you at all. Until we get through the questions, we'll see what you answer. And, you know, that'll determine my judging later. Okay, so the original game was meant to play with teams, and you're supposed to play 9 rounds, each round having a letter that spells out Christmas. Since we are busy people and very individualistic, we are going to play individually, and we're going to play a game of lights. There will be 6 rounds, each round starting with a letter that spells out lights, and then there will be the final round that all systems go, and I'll think of a name for that round later. Okay.
I love it.
Let's get started. Erica, go ahead and roll your dice.
All right. I have rolled a 5 to start us off,
which is movies on the silver screen. In Miracle on 34th Street, where does Chris live?
I have seen this movie a lot of times, but I haven't seen it in the last, decade and a half. So.
Lex hasn't seen it.
I feel like originally he lived at the North Pole, but I think he lives in like some sort of facility or something. I'm gonna say the North Pole.
Oh, if only you had gone with your original thought in an old people's home.
Yeah. Oh, I thought they were looking for like the specific name of it and I couldn't come up with anything. Okay. I'm getting the feel for this game, like for where the edges are of these questions. All right. All right.
Excellent. And now I will remind Erica that the cards flip horizontally.
No!
Just so you can hold your rage for the entire round. All right, Lex. Let's roll that dice.
I have rolled a 2.
A 2, which is traditions around the world. What white fuzzy substance is often hung on trees?
Okay. I'm going to go with tinsel.
Well, I'm
Please
not sure.
Tell the me answer is asbestos. Because they used to do that.
It says angel hair.
Ew.
That's my favorite pasta.
That's no. That's totally a name for that's another name for tinsel. My mom used to call it angel hair.
Okay, yep. Excellent. Then, according to Annette, I will give you
around
that point.
The world.
Lex.
Wow. All right.
You're welcome. Lex.
Roll again.
Oh, I roll again.
Yeah, because you got an answer right.
He doesn't roll, know.
Six.
Six.
Literature.
All right. Literature and the performing arts. What miracle touches the crippled Amal on the first Christmas Eve?
Wow.
I want to be clear. I have no idea what we're talking about. what miracle?
Uh-huh.
I'm thinking about miracles I know. I know water into wine. I know the one on 34th Street.
You're doing great.
Oh my God. The miracle of walking ability.
That is correct.
Wow.
Last time, Lex, let's roll again.
I have rolled a three, and I wrote down cartoon. I don't remember what that category is.
Yeah, cartoons, animation, made-for-television movies, and specials. In The Gathering, what Trapper John MD star played Adam Thornton Jr.?
Wow. Where's David J. Lore when you need him?
Took into in this question. I literally have no idea. Alan Alda.
Great
Ghost Point
attempt. Yes.
Parnell Roberts.
Tell me. No, actually.
Gregory
Harrison. Yep. Yep. Wow.
I who aspire to be junior David J. Lore.
Right. Excellent. All right, Annette, it is your turn.
I'm ready.
Roll your dice.
Four.
Four is carols and songs. What are the five gold rings my true love gave to me?
Golden?
Is that your final answer?
They're gold. Five golden rings.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So apparently.
This is great. I love this. I love everything about this.
I do too.
Answer is rings of the ringed pheasant, because there were not enough birds in that song.
Right?
What?
What?
Yeah. That's nonsense.
That's ridiculous.
This is, tell you. Well, now you've learned something new.
Yes. The Christmas miracle.
We'll probably forget it.
If it's not in the song, does it count?
I mean, obviously.
Ghost Point. A musical Ghost Point.
Yes.
They just couldn't fit that into the lyrics, I think is the problem.
Yes.
Five golden rings of ringed pheasants. That doesn't work, does it?
It doesn't work.
They are gold ring-necked pheasants. I'm Googling it now.
Ooh,
ring-necked
wow.
pheasants. How about that?
Because they wanted to add another bird. I get it.
On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me five rings of the pheasant. Nope, still doesn't work. Damn.
Five rings of pheasants.
Well, because they changed the thing of that segment of the song. So like, if they didn't change it, it would still work better.
Yeah, but you guys, putting ring right next to neck is not great when you're thinking of birds. I'm just saying.
That's a good point. That's a very good point.
But as we've established, there's too many birds, so.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's true.
Let's add one more.
Pheasants are tasty.
All right. Brian, it is your turn.
All right. That's a four.
Four is carols and songs. In Jingle Bells, what are we doing all the way?
Probably it's not what you think, Ryan. I'm just going to say from experience, you might think you know the answer. It's not.
This is a trick question. Absolutely. Okay. Mm-hmm. So to clarify, Kathy Campbell, the song is Jingle Bells.
Yes.
The song that goes jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So, jingle all the way. Laughing all the way. Ha ha ha. We're laughing.
Good job,
tricky.
Brian.
Oh my God. I had to think much further into the song than I think I have had in the last 11 months.
I'm very proud of you. Well done. All right.
That makes
let's
one
roll
of us.
Again.
That's a six.
Six. Literature and the performing arts. Oh, this is going to be great. What does Jim sell so that he can buy Della a gift for Christmas, his watch or his overcoat?
50-50 chance.
Wow.
Watch or overcoat? Is this a scenario where it's like, oh, I sold my coat to buy you a hairbrush. I sold my hair to buy you a coat rack or
whatever. I have no idea.
One of those things. Mm-hmm. I sold my Henry. Hair. That makes no sense. all right. I'm going with the watch.
That is correct.
Yay.
Good job.
Look at this guy.
All right. Third and final roll.
All right. That's a three.
Three is cartoons, animation, made for television movies, and specials.
All right.
What Andy Griffith star provided the voice of the storyteller in Frosty's Winter Wonderland?
My Andy Griffith, of course.
That's correct.
Wait, what?
Yes, here he is.
That is literally nice. The only answer I would have given as well. So I'm with
you. I like that they set the pattern where, like, it could be one of several people, but now we're going back to, well, the obvious.
So. Right? Yep. And who knows what will
good
happen
on
in
you,
the future.
Game.
That good was actually job, the answer that was written on the card that was printed by the
That is
the company.
Correct.
Oh, my God.
That is correct.
It's a Christmas miracle.
So I'm going to eat them.
All right, Shelley, your turn to be tortured. I mean, to answer questions.
I've rolled a six.
Literature and the performing arts. What is the nickname of the narrator in A Christmas Memory? Bobby or Buddy?
A Christmas Memory? Kind of unfamiliar. Bobby or Buddy? I'm going to say Buddy because it sounds more Christmassy somehow.
That is correct.
All right.
All right.
I rolled a three.
A three. Cartoons, animation, made for television movies, and specials.
Oh, well, I'm done then. Okay.
What? Perky actress played the tour guide in Christmas in Disneyland.
Oh, perky actress, Christmas in Disneyland. I wish I knew the era for this and then I could make a perky actress. Perky actress. Haley Mills. I don't know.
That's a good guess, though, with
guess.
It being Disney.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sandy Duncan.
That's what I was doing.
She's perky.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Well, there you go.
Ghost points all around to some people.
Not for me.
No, that's okay. All right. Back to the top of the list. However, we're going to do a little score.
Oh, no.
Update. Is it the naughty or nice list? I just want to clarify.
I think it's both.
That depends on how well you treat me. I do take bribes. So we'll see. But as of right now, Brian is in first place with 3 points. Lex
Man,
is in second
it.
Place with 2 points. Shelley has 1 point. And I love Erica and Annette very, very much.
Wow, it's weird to be too. On the other side of this.
the points right? are just it's, slower getting to them.
It's
they're
a familiar
in
place for me.
It's strange. It's strange.
We
but,
are closer to we're closer to Santa. We literally have
true.
A postcode that's
H-O-H-O-H-O. That's true. That's true. Let's see if we can get you some more points, though,
shall
we? I hope
that's not a question that comes up, and I just gave away the answer. I rolled a two.
A two is traditions around the world. Traditionally, what extends into the middle of the room during a Norwegian Christmas? A large wreath or a tree?
Well, I'm Swedish, so I'm sure I have no idea. I'm going to guess a wreath?
That is incorrect.
Darn.
It is apparently an entire tree in the fireplace.
Wow.
Seems like a bad place for a tree. Just saying.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think they light the fire, but I'm actually not sure.
They light the fur. Yeah. Thank you.
All right, Lex.
I would let the record show I just sent Kathy a dollar because she said she accepts bribes.
I know. And I was going to depend on if you got, I was going to let you roll again if you wanted a different thing. But, you know, now you gave it away.
Kathy, what's your Venmo?
I don't know, but I bet you could guess.
I bet I right, could.
I rolled a six.
A six. Literature and the performing arts. Would you like to roll again?
No, I'll keep literature in the performing arts because I don't know any of it.
All right.
To roll again.
What star did the Littlest Angel's box of treasures turn into?
Pick a star.
The North Star.
Is that your final answer?
That's my final answer.
All right. It is, unfortunately, the Star of Bethlehem.
Yeah. Wasn't going to get there.
It's fine. I gave you all the opportunities. Our debts are paid. Moving on to Annette.
And I rolled a 4 again.
All right. Carols and songs.
Okay.
In Do You Hear What I Hear? How big was the tail of the star?
I can like a star, something. Yep, how big was it? It was 20 feet.
I get a ghost point, right? Because it's as big as the, oh crap, is it as big as the night? Or as big as the sky?
Close. As big as a kite.
A kite. Oh, weird. Okay. I feel like there are different versions of this. I've heard like 6 of them in the last week. So
it's entirely possible because a kite tail really isn't as
that's
big
not impressive
compared to a star. But you know what? Wow. This is canon.
I can't even get a ghost point.
I know, I'm sorry. No, it's okay, though. No one has gotten points this round.
Yay.
Let's change that, so Brian.
Going well now.
Oh, there's too much pressure on me now. All
I'm
right,
cheering
five.
For you, Brian.
Oh, thank you.
What humorist wrote and narrated The Christmas Story?
Peter Billingsley.
Good guess. Was that noise of something?
That was like
point?
Frustration, like, damn it, I know this.
Okay.
I can ghost point that
Peter
one.
Billingsley, is that it?
Nope. Gene Shepherd.
Oh, yeah. Gene Shepherd. Peter Billingsley is an actor, maybe? Someone associated with
sure.
the story.
Sounds like a correct answer. Shelley, it's your turn.
I've rolled a 2.
A 2. Traditions around the world. Before the revolution, who was the Russian gift bringer?
Wow, a political question.
After it was Lenin or what?
I don't know. I don't know. there is nothing added on to this.
Right. I know what I want to say and I know it's wrong, so I won't. Rasputin.
Depends on what he's bringing and to
I guess
whom.
So, right?
Right. No, that is incorrect. The answer is Babushka. Or whoa. Father Christmas.
Wow.
Okay.
All right.
This
and
is
that
an
round...
educational game.
I mean, Father
exactly.
Christmas is sufficiently generic. I should just guess it for all these kinds
yeah,
of
that's
things.
Yeah, that's my new default answer.
Probably, yeah, it's a good thing. Well, I'm not going to give a total update because they're exactly the same as round one.
We call so that a pointless round.
Right. That is correct. So
everything
if
we do is pointless.
Yeah. Except for this, we are spending time as friends in the holiday
aww.
Season.
Aww.
And let's make some more enemies, shall we? Erica, roll your dice.
All right. Come on, dice. Don't let me down. All right. 4?
Carols and songs.
All right. At least maybe I've got a chance. Although I thought I had that last one and I super didn't.
You've been binging Christmas music all week in preparation, haven't you?
I mean, yes. Yes, all week, but not in preparation, just because.
Just because it's that time. All right. Recorded in 1952, what song could make Daddy suspicious?
I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus.
That is correct.
Yes.
Well done.
Yay. Erica is on the board.
Thank you, Google Music.
All right. Roll the dice
oh,
again.
Oh, wow. I almost forgot that was a thing I get to do. Oh, I was hoping for another 4, but it's a 6.
A 6. All right. Literature and the performing arts.
Oh, boy.
What weather condition delays the delivery of the Christmas barrel in the long winter?
A Christmas barrel.
Christmas barrel.
I am going to say a blizzard.
That is correct.
Is this the Laura Ingalls Wilder book?
Right? I can't wait I for the know. Christmas barrel
I
to
was
arrive.
Wondering about that.
I feel like it might be. That's, I love that book.
If there's whiskey in it, I mean, I'll take it.
I hated those books, which is extra funny because Laura Ingalls and her family lived with my family for a winter that she did not write about.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait, what?
Yep. Yeah, it's
wow.
true.
Wow.
Glennie.
Fun Erica fact.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's at wow. least one of her biographies where if you read it, there's this little chapter about like how she lived with John Ensign, which is my great-great-great-grandfather or whatever, and that's John Ensign. Also my dad's name. So that's fun. Yeah, apparently
the barrel in that story was full of like gifts and oranges and stuff.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense. Yeah, my great-great-great uncle Henry proposed to Laura on the swings and she said no and he cried and ran away. So that's my family.
Wow.
So I've rolled a 6. Let's avoid more Ingalls related questions, please.
Well, we'll see. Because the fun part is I have no idea if these are Ingalls related questions or not. Literature and the performing arts. What tiny additions to the Santa Claus legend is Clement C. Moore often given credit for creating?
Oh. Tiny additions. Elves?
That's a good guess, but no. Eight tiny reindeer.
I was trying to think, like, because I figured it was something from The Night Before Christmas. And yes, right. Eight tiny reindeer, part of that. I used to, when I was a child, I had that entire thing memorized.
Eight tiny reindeer come 3 before the 5 golden rings.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And they're not birds, so that's a good thing.
Well, at least I got something right. I'm very proud. I'm done now.
I'm very proud. You're tied for second place. That's great. Except you're at the beginning of the round, so, who knows what will change.
Yeah, it feels less good now. Thanks.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but also not. All right, Lex, it's your turn.
I have rolled a 4, and I'm really hoping that the carol it's about is simply having a wonderful Christmas time, because I like
that. close, but not really at all. What was Grandma drinking when she got run over by a reindeer?
No. Oh, jeez. This is one I truly know.
I know. I'm very disappointed that you didn't know it right off the top of your head, but that's fine.
It makes me like you better. I hate that song so much.
It's terrible.
The only thing that makes sense to me to guess is I'm going to go with eggnog. I don't know what
else
to say.
That's correct.
Woo.
All right.
Good job. All right. Roll that dice.
Here we go. The animation on Google's dice roll is really slow, in case you're wondering. 1. I rolled a 1.
All right. What 1964 presidential contender was born on New Year's Day 1909?
I love these political Christmas questions.
I know. It's great.
What 1964 candidate was born much earlier. Okay. Nixon?
Barry Goldwater.
Oh, wow.
Close.
Whoever that is. Yeah, very close.
The one who lost to Lyndon Johnson.
I totally would have got that.
Yeah, I'm sure, Annette, your Canadian history would have really, clinched that.
Golden water rings.
I want to know what the connection is to Christmas for that one, but okay.
Yeah, it was New Year's.
It's holiday season.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Maybe.
Oh.
I don't know.
More ecumenical by spreading out from the actual Christmas. Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, I don't know. But that's fine because it's Annette's turn.
1.
All right. Once again, this is History, Facts, and Figures. What is the name of the seasonal sounding unit that stands over an oil well?
Oh, we live in Alberta. We should know this. Like, and yet?
Should I know this? I don't know. Okay, say that. You said a Christmas sounding?
Yes.
Apparatus.
Seasonal sounding unit.
I feel like as Albertans, we're going to know that whatever's on this card is not what you actually call it.
Or it's not what we call it.
Texans agreeing with you.
Hear, hear.
I'm going to just say tree because I have no
idea. Guess what? That is correct.
What? It's a freaking derrick.
Called a Christmas tree.
All I could think was pump jack, and I was like, "That's clearly not right."
I mean, we have a ton of tree.
Roasting on an open.
We have a ton of horse head wells here, which are horse head pumps. But I'm like, yeah, horses might draw sleighs, but I don't feel like that's very seasonal.
Not just the heads,
random
anyways.
Guess, and I get a roll again.
I know, I'm so proud. 2.
I'm impressed.
All right, traditions around the world. What is the main course in Bulgaria on Christmas Eve? Goose or turkey?
I'm going to guess goose.
That is correct.
Yeah, yes. That sounds much more traditional.
Again.
50-50. I feel like Alberta is catching up. They're coming from behind.
I know.
Can we combine our points?
No.
Okay, I'm back at
How much money do we have to send you to be able to combine our points?
Let's start sending money and find out.
Actually, we don't
the
have
starts at.
We don't have Venmo in Canada. I'm sorry.
That's a handicap. Right. I rolled a one.
A one? Okay. History, facts, and figures. What color are Santa's boots?
Black.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm.
What an unusual category for that question, but okay.
I was thinking the exact same thing.
I guess he is a figure.
Yeah. And it's a fact.
A fact about a figure.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All right, Brian.
Rolling the dice, and I got a six.
All right. Literature and the performing arts. Nobody likes five, apparently. That's fine.
Yes, which is too bad.
Literature and the performing arts. Wow.
I started with it and I failed, so.
How many tiny reindeer appear in The Night Before Christmas?
Ooh, let me think. One, two, three, four, five, six, eight.
That is correct. For a Yay! Bonus.
Eight
point.
Tiny.
What?
Would you please, this is my game, Lex. I can do whatever I want. Would you please name them?
Nope.
Okay. Moving on.
You have to name Roll eight reindeer for one bonus point. That's kind of a lot.
Is it the reindeer?
I mean, Kathy, that was a brilliant game mechanic. Thanks for thinking of it. That's what I meant.
I feel like I could do it. I
definitely cannot. Would you like another dice roll, Kathy?
I would love a new dice roll, please.
Four.
Four. Carols and songs.
I have an aunt carol.
What carol contains the line, "O tidings of comfort and joy"?
My aunt carol.
I mean, maybe she said it at some point.
I'm sure she has, so it could be correct, but Kathy doesn't have time to verify that.
Nope. I'm sorry.
Can you say the line again? Because I was too busy goofing off and saying silly.
And could you sing it to the proper melody, please? Just for
No, that I will not do. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. I'm going to go with Oh, Holy Night.
That is incorrect.
Was it Silent Night?
God rest ye, Mary Hamilton.
That's the one that they sing in Love Actually, I think, right?
Yes.
Yes.
It is. Verified.
Only I could have been on a podcast about it.
Good King Wenceslas.
Wenceslas. That's when Hugh Grant is surprised by the butler singing skills.
The song they sing in Love Actually is Christmas is All Around You.
Yes, it is.
But also that.
Christmas is all around
It's a very musical film.
See it in your fingers. And Shelley, I would like to see that in your fingers while you roll the dice.
Kathy, you know that category that nobody seems to like?
Ooh.
It's mine now. Five, please.
Excellent. I feel like this might be your category, except then I read the question. And I take it back. What French city was Kevin's family going to on vacation in Home Alone?
What French city?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna say Paris.
That is correct.
Yay.
I mean, I would imagine that in a movie like Home Alone, they wouldn't have said, you know, I think we're gonna go to Lyon. It just doesn't feel right.
Or Montreal.
Or Montreal, that's it. I've rolled a two.
All right. In Bulgaria. Oh, sorry, this is traditions around the world. In Bulgaria.
So much Bulgarian.
What object is hidden in the ashes of the Yule log? A key or a coin?
I'm going to guess a coin.
That is correct.
Ooh.
All right. One last roll.
One last roll, and I have a four.
All right. This is carols and songs. What lullaby carol is popularly attributed to Martin Luther?
My carol. Silent Night?
Close, but unfortunately not. It is Away in a Manger.
All right. Well, there you go.
There we go.
I'd like to speak to your manger, please.
I'll make sure that they contact you during business hours. All right. So this was a great round. We have changes in the scores. Kind of. All right. Brian has 4 points.
Wow.
Pulling up, there is a 3-way tie for second place. Shelley, Annette, and Lex all have 3 points. And Erica has a very solid 2.
I feel like we're the 3 wise people.
It's tight.
There you go. Sure. 3 wise asses.
That's what I meant.
I don't think I can say that, but that's fine. Yeah, I said you totally it anyways. Can. Okay, good. All right, Erica.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for you to roll that dice.
Well, I rolled a 4.
A 4.
I have a tiny bit of hope, which it's the hope that kills you.
I know. Let's see. What song contains the line, to see if reindeer really know how to fly?
Okay.
See, it's gotta be a witness.
As every time you say a line from a song, I hear it being sung. Like, I've got Nat King Cole in my head. The only problem is that's the only bit of the song that is in my head.
It's hard.
It's so hard.
When you're on the spot and you're in front of a microphone, have yourself a Merry Little Christmas?
No.
No?
That is incorrect. It is called The Christmas Song.
Oh, right.
See,
Mel Torme.
I figured the mistake people make is they think that song is called Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire.
No, yes. I know.
And
see, I know
the
that.
Christmas song. Yeah.
But
well,
yeah.
I know you wouldn't make it, Erica. You're smart. You know things.
I would.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, I could have probably, if my throat didn't hurt so well, it doesn't hurt. I'm just scratchy. I could have sung through it. But nope, I wasn't going to do that. So I'm done. Done.
Kathy, before I roll,
yes.
I'm dying to know the answer to Brian's bonus point question. Is it the same ones from the other song, that's Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen, or is it different reindeer?
Does it say Donner or Dunder? How old are these cards?
Donner, like the party.
Oh, it didn't say any of that. That was just from
okay,
me.
Okay, because the original
Donder
name
is
Donder.
The correct answer, yes. Mm-hmm. My extensive Christmas elf experience says that I know the proper names for the reindeer, so
Kathy doesn't need the card.
Love it. I too have now joined the ranks of those rolling fives.
Excellent. Movies on the silver screen. In Holiday Inn, what smoking apparatus does Marjorie Reynolds use to strike the bells on the Christmas tree?
What smoking apparatus? Clearly, she's either going to use a pipe or a cigarette holder. And I'm going to go with a pipe.
That is correct.
Nice.
Amazing.
Great job. Let's roll that dice again.
It is a 6.
A 6. Once again, this is literature and the performing arts. In The Night Before Christmas, what flower were Saint Nick's cheeks compared to?
They have to be red as roses is the only thing I have. I'm going with rose.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
All right. No pressure. Third and final round to roll.
A 6 again.
All right. In the book, The Velveteen Rabbit, where does the boy find the rabbit?
We have exhausted my knowledge base. Where does the boy find the rabbit? And this is in, it's Christmas themed. North Pole doesn't make any sense. There's no rabbits there. Under the tree, under the Christmas tree.
That's a very good guess, but unfortunately, it is in his stocking.
That was my next guess.
Unfortunately, you only get one guess because you didn't tip me.
Bribe you again?
Yep. All right, Annette, it's your turn.
Okay, I'm rolling a 1 again.
History, facts, and figures. What automobile manufacturer was born on Christmas Day, 1878?
Tenuous connection at best to a Christmas-themed game.
I love it.
I agree. It's better than the president. Listen, we don't question.
And is that the kind of thing that one would memorize in any case? I'm just saying.
Look, I don't know remotely what the correct answer is. I'm just going to say Ford because they're old, but I think they might have been before that.
That is incorrect. It is Louis Joseph Chevrolet. Which I did not know was a last name.
Holy moly.
Louis Chevrolet is one hell of a name, though.
Yeah, it's a very good name. Wow.
The name's Chevrolet.
All right.
Louis Chevrolet.
All right. We are, it is Brian's turn.
I've gotten a 5. I'm among the ranks again.
All right. Oh, gosh. What day did the little boy die in the Christmas tree?
Not soon enough, I'll tell you.
Is there like proper nouns in that sentence for the piece of media? What category is this?
The Christmas tree is the piece of media.
What day did the boy die in the Christmas tree?
Yep.
I'm guessing Christmas Eve.
That is correct.
Yes.
Wow, whatever that is, I don't want to see it.
No, me neither. That sounds terrible.
Uh-huh.
But weirdly, the boy was Jesus.
No notes. I love it. I got a 6.
All right. What came first, the novel or the TV movie, The House Without a Christmas Tree?
Are there proper nouns in this one, too? House Without a Christmas Tree.
The House Without a Christmas Tree.
Isn't that most houses?
Lex's house.
The house with a menorah without a Christmas tree.
Yeah, this might be like the only Hanukkah-related question.
And it's tangentially related at best.
Yep.
I'm guessing the movie, because if this is a question that is being asked about, oh, which came first, the book or the movie? Usually it's the book. I bet it's the movie this time.
That is correct.
Yes. Ooh.
All right,
one more.
Way to suss it out.
That's another 6. Do I get to choose the edition now?
Yes.
You get to choose from one.
Yep. You can choose whatever edition you want as long as it's Christmas.
Yep. Not Harry Potter. Can't Erica get out her boxes and find just the right one for Brian?
In fact, with my 2 sixes, I'm going to ask Erica to burn the Harry Potter box.
It's the only one I can answer. No, but you get to choose which... number, like which category.
Oh, nice.
Oh, awesome. That's very sweet of you, Kathy. Thank you.
Yeah,
I didn't even
welcome.
Have to bribe you either.
I know, yet. I expect it in the mail.
Oh, God. What are the questions, the categories again?
History, facts, and figures, traditions around the world, cartoons, animation made for television, movies, and specials, carols and songs, movies on the silver screen, and literature and the performing arts.
Traditions around the world seems to have the most multiple choice questions, so I'm going with that.
Ooh.
All right.
Good logic.
In Holland, what saint's name do at least 23 churches have in common?
That's not
where are the multiple choices?
That's it.
Crap. Can you repeat the question again? Which saint's name?
I got it.
Yes. In Holland. And there are at least 23 churches.
I mean, Annette, what would you know about it? Come on.
I don't know. I don't, actually. I would just have a guess.
I'm going to guess, based on what I know about Holland, I'm going to say Luther.
That is an answer. That is incorrect.
It's an answer.
Yep, Annette. Do you want to guess?
Nicholas.
That's what I would say,
correct.
Too.
Nicholas.
Wait, really? Yep.
Because we call Nicholas, Saint Nick is Saint Nicholas. Nicholas.
Yeah.
It's Christmas. Well, in fact, Sinterklaas.
Yeah.
This comes up quick.
December 6th. That's based in Hot. Damn it.
That's okay. It's okay. It's fine.
You're still way ahead of me.
Yeah. Yes. That's not what I was going to say, but absolutely is the correct
answer. I thought the Christmas connection was churches, not the name of the...
Nope. All right, Shelley.
I've rolled a 1.
A 1. Back to politics. What did James Monroe do to John Quincy Adams on St. Nicholas Day 1820?
Oh, that's the guy that has a bunch of churches named after him.
Well, here's the problem. I would say that he beat him for the presidency, except that that would be December. Sorry, I'm thinking this out loud. It's the only way it works.
It's fine. You can lose it.
And there were no elections in December, even in 1820, to my... Okay, repeat the question, please.
What did James Monroe do to John Quincy Adams on St. Nicholas Day 1820?
Gave him the keys to the White House or something like that. Let him in, turned over the presidency.
You should have gone with your original thought because defeated him in a presidential election.
Wow.
St. Nicholas Day? What the heck?
I wonder if that's when they were able to count the ballots.
Maybe. Like that's, because, you know, ballot.
Not the voting.
Never mind. Never mind. Yeah, I don't know. Although, you know, I will. I want at least half a secret ghost point for knowing that James Monroe was president before John Quincy Adams.
Yeah, that's
was.
Impressive.
You know what? Yes, I will give you half a secret ghost point.
Thank you.
Keep that in your own record because it's not on the official spreadsheet.
I have a spreadsheet where I'm keeping track of all my secret ghost points.
They're holy ghost points, right?
Yes.
Father, son, holy ghost point.
At the end of the H round, which is the fourth round, we have once again Brian is in the lead with 6 points. Lex is right on his heels with 5 points. We have a tie for third place with 3 points, Annette and Shelley, and then Erica has a very solid 2 points. We're
Brian,
so glad you're
creepy
here.
Way, I am coming down your chimney for you. That's all I want you to know.
Yeah.
Well, I'm building a fire in the chimney. Yippee-ki-yay, Mother Lex.
Oh,
boiled.
All right, Erica, let's roll that dice.
I rolled a 3. We haven't had one of those for a while.
3. Cartoons, animation, made for television movies and specials. In Frosty the Snowman.
Oh, no.
What happened to Frosty in the greenhouse?
I have not seen this in so many years. I'm going to say Frosty started to melt.
That is correct.
Whoa. All right.
Excellent. Good job. Just roll again.
That's a 6.
A 6. What type of business did Scrooge and Marley run?
Oh, man. It was a counting house, wasn't it?
That is correct.
All right. Wow.
All right. Third time. Let's roll.
I got another 3.
All right. So you get to choose. Which
it wasn't 3.
Category.
It wasn't 2 threes in a row.
Oh, that's right. You're right. Yep. Yeah.
I'll be honest.
No, thank you. I appreciate that. Because
I don't want to get on the naughty
list.
I have
no idea what I'm doing. I know it's true. I might. I don't know what I would do.
All right.
But how about I read a question for you?
All right.
Who could have been thrown in jail for stealing Christmas?
Probably lots of people. We'll say the Grinch.
That is correct.
Yay!
Hooray!
Did I get a sweep?
You did get a sweep.
Sweep.
All right. I'm not a chimney sweep, though, because I'm nowhere near Brian's epic score.
It's too crowded with me and Lex there both together at the chimney trying to vie for that position.
Right. Yep. Yeah, that's just too complicated.
I'll hang out on the roof.
There you go. All right,
Step
Lex.
In time.
Up on the housetop.
I have rolled a 6.
All right. What children's book details Addie Mills' confrontation with her father over a Christmas tree?
Well, this is bogus.
That sounds like a good book. I would read a book called This Is Bogus.
Could you hit me with the question one more time?
Yes. What children's book details Addie Mills' confrontation with her father over a Christmas tree?
There's no such thing as a Hanukkah bush. That's my answer.
No, but kind
How
of
good would it have
on
been
the
if
way
it was right.
That would have been hilarious. But no, it is The House Without a Christmas Tree, of course.
Oh, the book that we heard about before.
An epic that we continue to hear about.
Listen, there are only so many pieces of literature and performing arts that are Christmas related.
That was a terrible round for me.
Yes, because you got
Welcome
0.
Welcome to my world. We traded. Thanks, Lex.
All right, Annette.
5.
5 is movies on the silver screen. Maxford House was the brand name of the coffee in what Christmas movie?
Wow. Maxford House?
Yep.
I have no idea. I'm just going to go with It's a Wonderful Life, which is a movie I've never seen.
That's what I would have guessed.
That's a good guess, but it is incorrect. The correct answer is Christmas in July.
I thought it was going to be The House Without a Christmas Tree again.
No, that would have been funny.
That would have been amazing.
All right. Let's go, Brian.
All right. 6.
What wheelchair-bound actor gave a yearly radio performance as Scrooge?
Huh. Actors in a wheelchair in the radio era.
It's nice that even non-actual Trivial Pursuit games that are from this era still have the same the same uncomfortable
phrasing. Yeah, I'm
enjoying
phrasing. The ableist language in this thing. I'm trying not to, I'm trying to chill, but mm-hmm. you know.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's not great. Cultural artifact.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's it. It's a cultural artifact.
Yes.
I also want to be clear, Brian, you're allowed to get some wrong. I just want to put that out there.
What? That's not in my contract. All right. I cannot think of any actors that used a wheelchair, so I'm going to say, not knowing whether or not he used a wheelchair, Orson Welles.
That is an answer that is incorrect.
Incorrect
Lionel
answer.
Barrymore is the correct answer.
You know what? I actually listened to that on the radio this week.
Oh, my gosh.
I did.
Amazing.
I did not know that Lionel Barrymore was in a wheelchair at that point. So.
Me neither.
He used a wheelchair starting in like the early 40s, I think, when he started doing the Dr. Gillespie movies.
Mm.
Sorry. Wow. Two random old movie trivia.
I mean, on the radio. No, that's good. On the radio, obviously.
On the radio, you wouldn't know.
Yeah.
It was great, by the way. I actually stayed in the car to listen to it before I went into the grocery store because I needed to hear the end.
That's an impressive moment.
Yep.
All right. Shelley, it is your turn.
Oh, well, it's my turn again. I've rolled a 3.
3. In Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, how did Yukon Cornelius make a living?
Oh, God. And I've seen that many times. Mm-hmm. How did he make a living? He didn't drive a sleigh. Oh, wait, let me think. I'm picturing this in my head.
It's a delightful picture.
Yeah, thank you. I agree.
love that Yukon Cornelius.
How did he make? He's in the Yukon, and his name was Cornelius. He wasn't a logger, was he? I don't know.
Is that your answer?
Sure, why not?
All right. Unfortunately, that is incorrect.
He was a miner, right?
Yes. Prospecting for gold and silver.
Natural resources were involved.
Mm-hmm. Silver and gold.
Yep.
Silver and gold.
Yeah.
Excellent. All right. That is the end of the tea round. And the only person that got points was Erica.
Holy moly!
Which puts her in the second place. The second place? In second place, tied with Lex.
Welcome.
Who are heading down
this chimney
Brian's
is crowded.
Chimney? I don't know.
So I'm lighting the fire. Erica's cleaning the chimney. And Lex is going down the chimney, Bruce Willis style.
Exactly. And Ed and I are on the roof and we're cold.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, this is the final round of with containers, borders, words. Mm-hmm. Thing you can only roll 3 times in this round, and then we'll do the magical other round later.
The Christmas miracle round is next.
Yes, yes, I'm writing that down.
It's like the miracle of Hanukkah, where you know, just you have enough oil to roll 8 times.
Right. Yes.
Oh,
I like that better. Why do we call it the Hanukkah miracle round?
That's a good call. I love it. All right. Erica.
I have rolled a 5.
All right. 5 is movies on the silver screen. What 1969, movie featured two lonely people meeting each other in a New England inn on Christmas Eve?
That is way after my era of movies. So let's see. Okay. So it's 1969.
And
thank you. And they're meeting each other in a... was there a location? Is that an inn?
New England.
New England, and it's two lonely people.
Everybody's lonely in New England.
Is that a fact?
Especially in the winter.
I really don't say... I'm pretty sure that it's impossible for me to Liz this, because the definition of Lizing requires that you have the knowledge in your head somewhere, and you just, like... basically talk until you get there. And I don't think I actually do have the knowledge for this, because I can't think of any
what would you name a Christmas movie that involved lonely people
at an inn
in New England?
I'm gonna say they did a terrible thing and they called it Holiday Inn.
That is incorrect, but a very good guess. The correct answer is Silent Night, Lonely Night.
That sounds like a horror movie.
Yes,
it does.
Krampus is in that one.
There is a new horror movie out called Violent Night, which
that's right.
I read a review of that, and I don't want to see it.
I will not be seeing that.
I might watch it.
All right, Lex. Will.
I have rolled a 4.
A 4, which is Carols and Songs. What Johnny Marks favorite was introduced by the cheerful Burl Ives?
I think I understand as many words in that question as I don't understand. what somebody favorite was introduced by somebody else? Good Lord. I have no idea what we're talking about. Let's go with not simply having a wonderful Christmas night. Let's go with Oh Holy Night.
Good guess, nope. But absolutely wrong. I know it. All right, Erica.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
That's correct.
It's the best time of the... Yeah,
holly and holy
so
are very close. I just want to say.
That's true, but the same. No other words were correct, so I can't even tangentially give you that point, which I wouldn't do because you did not bribe me again. So instead, we're going to move on to Annette.
3.
What Equalizer star played the Ghost of Christmas Present in the 1984 A Christmas Carol?
Is that the one with the Fonz? The Fonz was in a movie version. I have no idea. I know there's like an Equalizer TV show on with Queen Latifah right now, but I don't think that's the right version. But let's go with that, Queen Latifah.
Great guess.
Was it Edward Woodward?
Yes, it is, Erica.
I believe Queen Latifah has been in Christmas movies, but not that one.
Mm-hmm. She's been
Last
in a great Christmas
movie. Is great. Mm-hmm. Right. Brian.
Last Holiday.
Oh, Last Holiday, yes.
I got a 2.
A 2. Traditions around the world.
Oh, multiple choice time, I hope.
Yes, actually. Ah. What Sicilian Christmas sweet treat is pizza called Torroni? T-O-R-R-O-N-E. I am not Sicilian, so I'm not sure. But taffy or nougat? Or nougat.
Neither of those is a treat.
Kathy, you fell victim to one of the classic blunders, which is never going against a Sicilian when death is on the line. Mm.
Yep,
I'm going with nougat.
That is correct.
Yes. Another dice roll.
Rich get richer.
Mm-hmm. 3. Basically.
3. Cartoons, animation,
30?
Made for television movies and specials. In Frosty the Snowman, how high can Frosty count?
Wow. What?
Blazed out of his mind is the answer.
Is this answered in the special or is this like Frosty Cinematic Universe augmented media?
It's fascinating.
I have
you.
No idea.
Oh, God. How high can he count? I'm going with 10.
It's a good guess, but the answer is up to 5.
Why?
What? No idea.
I'm guessing maybe like it's branches, like he can use his finger branches, but he's got 2 on one side, 3 on the other. But I have no idea. I've never seen it. That's just
maybe it's like mittens. He has like thumb, fingers, and then torso. Maybe that's
weird.
Torso is 5.
Sure. That's how many
torso makes 5.
Many buttons he has. All right, Shelley, it's your turn.
I rolled a 4.
A 4, which is of course Carols and Songs. In the Christmas song, what are folks dressed up like?
Eskimos.
That is correct. Even
again.
If it is culturally inappropriate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wait. Yeah. You just have to answer what the answer is.
Yep. Absolutely.
I've rolled a 6.
A 6. In A Christmas Carol, whose children are Peter, Tim, Belinda, and Martha?
Bob Cratchit.
That is correct.
I feel like I got an easy run here.
Mm-hmm. I know.
But take it.
I don't know any of these.
Yeah. I've rolled another 6.
All right. Who is late on December 26th? Scrooge or Cratchit?
Cratchit.
Yep, that is correct. Man, mm-hmm. If only this was the Christmas miracle round, but unfortunately it's not. Instead, we are at the end of the S round, which is the 6th round, which was apparently kind of the crazy round because we have a little bit of a jumble in point changing. Brian is still in first place with 7. Rochelle comes up with 6 points. Erica and Lex are tied for third with 5 points. And Annette is very beautiful and very talented in the G round. But unfortunately, nothing else. So she has 3.
I have let Shelly in the front door to bypass the chimney, which is chaotic as hell right now.
Rude. Oh, it's so much warmer in here. Thank you.
Excellent.
I'm so cold in here.
Come down off the roof, Annette.
I'm trying. Roll for eggnog.
We'll play D&D after this.
Sounds good.
Holiday D&D. I love it.
It is now the Christmas miracle round.
Oh, boy.
Erica, let's hope for a miracle.
All right. I am hoping for a miracle. And I rolled a 5, so I'm not so sure.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. This is a bad sign. I need to find a way to send you a dollar immediately.
Right.
Except it would be a Canadian dollar, which isn't worth that much.
Uh-huh. All right. What happened on 34th Street?
A miracle?
Yes!
Counting on a miracle.
This is going great.
Oh my god, that is... I like that my very first question was me screwing up a miracle on 34th Street. Answer I knew, and then it gave me that at the end here. Okay, so I rolled a 4.
A 4. In the carol, Good King Wenceslas, what was Wenceslas's actual title?
Oh.
That's Dr. Good King
Wenceslas. Yeah, Good King Wenceslas looked down on the Feast of Stephen. Something, 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 something.
We'll wait while you sing the whole song. No problem.
I honestly, I don't actually know the words to that one very well. Good King Wenceslas is the only title that I know. Can you read the question one more time? I just want to hear the wording of it.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. In the carol, Good King Wenceslas, what was Wenceslas's actual title?
This is one where I kind of tune it out because I don't really like it. So
I've never
listened to the words that clearly. I mean, I apparently if I had paid closer attention to Love Actually, I might I know the words, but I don't. So alas, I think my Christmas is less miraculous. You know what? I'm happy that my first question and my last correct question were Miracle on 34th Street. So I'm just going to say Good King Wenceslas and leave it at that.
That's a great answer. It's incorrect, but good guess. That being said, apparently the answer is not even in the song.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait, sounds a minute. Familiar.
Yeah. Mm. So the answer is Duke. Because I'm
so
guessing.
Why is he king then if he's Duke? That makes
I
no don't sense.
Know.
I'm very angry.
He's the king of smooth jazz, as it turns out.
It's some sort of historical thing, I'm sure.
Okay. Yeah. Wenceslas, Duke of Bohemia.
All right, then. You know what? Actually, that does sound familiar because I have one of my good friends moved to Prague, and I remember now reading one of his blog posts about King Wenceslas. And if I would have remembered that from several years ago when he moved, I probably could have gotten it. Sorry, Eric, I've let you down.
I try to memorize all blog posts I
read. Just for trivia shows.
Right. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, that was a very good point, Erica, that you received.
Thank you.
Let's go, Lex.
I rolled a 1 and I'm grumpy about it.
Uh-oh.
As you should be. History, facts, and figures. In what Egyptian city did Verdi's opera Aida debut on Christmas Eve in 1871?
Cairo. Literally the only Egyptian city I can name.
Yay!
Hooray!
Good job. Yay!
All right. Roll again.
All right. It is a 5. Movies on the silver screen. One of my favorite places to see movies.
According to Mrs. Claus, what bakery good is the cause of Santa's weight problem in Santa Claus the Movie?
Jeez.
Cookies?
That is correct.
All right.
Nice.
Rolling.
Rolling, rolling, rolling.
4.
4. Carols and songs. What...
What I never brothers... know if these are good laughs or bad laughs.
It's always a mixture of both.
I love it when the host laughs during the question. It's my favorite thing in trivia games.
Oh, no.
What brothers recorded Sing a Song of Santa Claus in 1952?
Oh, my God.
And
what brothers recorded anything? I think some of the Backstreet Boys maybe were brothers. Some of the New Kids on the Block were brothers.
I have two guesses for this.
Not
but I don't
in
know
1952.
The
right. I literally don't know if I know any singing. Evan and Jared. Weren't they brothers? Evan and Jared, something like that. In 1952, I clearly have absolutely no idea. I want to have a good guess, but I have zero knowledge here. Jim and Tim.
Do they have a last name?
Wib. Jim and Tim Wib.
I have two guesses, and my first guess is the Isley Brothers?
Incorrect.
Everly Brothers?
Incorrect.
Wow.
Is it
okay.
The Valleys? Like
the
Four
Amos
Seasons?
Brothers?
Huh.
A-M-E-S.
Oh, the no Ames idea. Brothers.
Ames. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that's how I pronounced it, because that's how you pronounce their names. Duh.
I've already
good
lost.
Job,
it's fine.
Lex. Annette.
Adequate job. Adequate job.
It's time for my miracle.
Let's go. Six. We're on 34th Street.
Uh-oh.
Literature and the Performing Arts. What sexy book by Jay was number one bestseller Christmas week 1970?
Huh.
I'm trying to think of a spicy Christmas novel name.
What, you don't know this off the top of your head?
I know. Yes. Come on, Smooch.
Who is Jay? Who is Jay? Why are they? What are they writing?
Is it the letter J or like the spelled out J?
The letter J.
Oh.
It's the letter J because I had to look it up instantly. And yeah, good luck.
So it's 50 Shades of Spice.
Great guess. Sort of. The Sensuous Woman.
Ooh.
Apparently.
Oh.
The full title, just so you know, is The Way to Become the Sensuous Woman.
Oh, wow. Well, we will
read
be
by
doing
Lex
an
agent. Clearly.
Right. <Yeah.
laughs> Wait for the Agents of Smooch episode coming soon on this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is it?
No. Can we do a drunk commentary on a book?
All right, Brian.
Rolling, I get a one.
All right. History, facts, and figures. Which of the Magi was the king of Nubia?
Nope.
they had names?
All right. There's three people that brought gifts of Magi on that fateful night 2,200 years ago. I'm guessing it is the third one. Is that
his
applicable answer?
Name?
Oh, third one, King of Nubia.
So close. No, Melchior?
Melchior.
Melchior?
Yes, Melchior.
I would have guessed like Mr. Myrrh or Mr. Frankincense or something.
Yeah, that's as good as I could have gotten.
Frankincense.
I will say
how
that...
How did you know my husband's name?
The funny part is... I received multiple cards that had who was the tallest of the Magi and who was the shortest.
Wow.
So lots of Magi questions there.
I'll study up on my Magi. Magi cool.
Next year. Next year.
All right, Shelley.
I've rolled a five.
A five. What green Muppet played Bob Cratchit in A Muppet Christmas Carol?
I didn't know Kermit the Frog played Bob Cratchit in A Christmas Carol, but that's just my terrible, terrible... I apologize for that. I really do.
Apology accepted. Yeah. That is correct. All
right. I rolled another five. I was sure that we were all going to go down in flames in this round because, I may still. Five.
All right. You get to choose which category you would like.
Let's do the carols and songs.
All right. Four. What song contains the phrase Oh, by gosh, by golly.
Oh, crap. I can sing it, too. Oh, by gosh, by golly, to something, something, holly. Feel the need to curse. It won't help, but...
that wouldn't be very Christmassy.
It's Actually, Holly Jolly Christmas, fair. Isn't it?
It is, unfortunately, not. Ah! It is mistletoe and holly.
Oh, okay, then.
And with that round, we actually have a three-way tie for first place.
Everyone go inside. We'll have some eggnog.
Lex, Brian, and Shelly.
Aww. So, Alberta lost.
Yeah, yep, it's clear.
Thank you, Erica and Annette, for playing.
USA!
And I'm trying to figure out the best way to do a tiebreaker, because I feel like that would be really fun.
Or you could ask a question and have everybody DM you their answer. Ooh, and they get a point if they got it right and just keep going.
Yes, I love that. Perfect. Excellent. All right. What color is Santa's sleigh?
I don't know if speed matters, but I typed it as fast as I possibly could.
Just waiting on Brian.
Does uniqueness count?
Correctness counts. All right. The correct answer was red, and so...
Oh, see, I would have gotten that.
Sorry.
Me too.
Sorry. Shelly...
No, it's better this way. We can just say that you would have had the right answer. That's the way to
do it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Totally. I would have said that.
Shelly and Lex got a point. I think we'll do maybe 5.
Okay.
I guess.
Or, we'll or it could be now it's down to Shelly and Lex.
Yeah, now I'm out.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Excellent. All right. Next up.
If only I knew my magi.
What Scandinavian country serves Rungrad, lefse, and waffles for New Year's?
Now I'm hungry.
Erica and Annette, do you have a question or an answer?
I love lefse. We have it every Christmas.
Wow.
Yeah, let's... Like, my family didn't, but Stephen's family does. And they... Just trying to think, like, It said Scandinavian, though, right? Which is not... That's not Stephen's family. I'm going to say Sweden.
That is incorrect. Annette,
I'll say
you guess?
Denmark.
Also incorrect.
Finland.
However, Lex and Shelly both got the correct answer,
nice.
Which is Norway.
Ah.
Oh, nice.
As the saying goes, it's Norway or the highway.
I say that all the time.
All right. Next up on the same card, in Yogi's First Christmas.
Oh, God.
What hermit tries to ruin Christmas? Harlan or Herman? Both of them got the same answer, which is correct. It is Hermit. It's Herman.
Herman's hermits, you know. Clearly.
Oh, right. Of course. That makes sense.
Carols and songs. What song is often sung in Latin during Christmas?
I would like to congratulate my opponent on the
I made a typing mistake. I hope I won't be penalized, but you know.
All right. Shelly, I would like to congratulate you.
I already did that. I beat you in the first.
Thank you, Lex. Thank you, Kathy.
Because the answer is, oh, come all you faithful.
I had to sing that in Latin many times as a child.
Adeste fidelis.
Protestant upbringing. Adeste fidelis. Lei triumphates. Venite, venite.
All right. So congratulations, Shelly, on first place with 11 points.
Wow.
I win at Christmas.
With 10, Brian with 7, Erica with 6, and Annette with a great 3 because she was on the board. Thank you.
I have a brand. I'm sticking with it.
There you go.
Do what you're good at.
Thank you all so much for joining me on this very random Christmas game. Stay tuned to next year. Maybe we'll do it again. Who knows? Either way, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. And I hope you spend time with friends, family, people that you love, whatever you celebrate. And The game show is the friends we make along the way.
In a one-horse open sleigh.
A red one.